Shut it. Is it so hard to understand that I took you along because I thought you'd be useful? Not because I wanted my ear yapped off. This isn't child's play. These are dangerous curses. Ones that don't treat humans well. If you get caught, what do you think happens? Use your brain. You and that recklessness. You can be as haphazard as you want, but not when we're on the field. Now, where do you feel the curse is? Which direction? Sniff it out. Shh. No excuses. I need answers. Nothing else. Got it? I mean, yeah, but what's that supposed to mean? All around us. This is probably not good. I say probably like it's not true already. Listen, before it decides to do anything, I'd like to tell you to get some distance, but I can't. So stay close. I mean it. Unless you want that car to be the least of your worries. What? Not regretting it? You really were living on the edge of things, huh? If it was a better place for me to say something, I might. You've got some nerve. Being pissed off now. If you can't realize how much pain you've caused this whole situation. Look, never mind. No, you're not a burden. No tears. That's just gonna make the curse more aggressive. Depending on what it is. It's probably smiling right now. Waiting for its moment to attack. I know this looks like a regular hotel room, but it's not. The whole building is affected by this curse. Listen, I know this looks suspicious, taking you to what is a love hotel, but this is where it happens. I took you here because we have to look like lovers. No, that time was different. Circumstances are different. I told you I'd give you a reason to live. And if that reason is hunting curses, would you still blame me? Listen. Hey, snap out of it. I know it's rough. I know to a certain extent I'm using you to get at this. But if we don't do it, the next clueless idiot that walks in here is going to end up its victim. I know you care for others, even if you don't quite care for yourself. But what if I care, huh? What if all this helped me realize something? And what am I saying? My head. Is this the effects of the cursed object? We gotta find it. Quick. Is your head getting fuzzy, or is it? Of course, it's just me. Okay. For now, don't touch me. I mean it. Obedient like a dog. Only when you want to be. Whatever. If that's how you want to play, that's how I'll play just as well. Stay back for a moment. My head feels strange. You said the presence is all around us. That may explain why it feels like I can't use my curse techniques. I'm fine. This is just a day in the life of a jujitsu sorcerer. It's awkward, but Don't look at me. This curse, it's doing something to my mind. The last thing I want to do is be some pawn to such a terrible thing. Can you try and see where it's observing us from? I see now. It's something like a succubus. In lore, maybe something else. But it feeds off desire. And I'm not saying that I'm some kind of idiot who would act on that. But it does have a really uncomfortable effect. Listen. Are you still in your sane mind? That's strange. I can't explain why, but I'm glad. Over this way. As I said, I feel this is wrong. This object, it's definitely not normal. But I can't seem to find any indication other than your hunch. I'll trust you. So if I throw it outside for a moment, nothing. Don't beat yourself up. It's not that. It's not. It came back. Look, it's tied to this location. Cursed objects always follow one rule, and that's their ties. They stand for something. And right now, it's really hard not to look at you. This one clearly has ties and desire, and I hate that. Quit trying to manipulate people, you bastards. I hate being used as a pawn more than anything. Yet here I am, constantly falling, constantly on the verge. Listen. It might be best just to destroy the room, but something tells me that wouldn't be good enough. The object itself seems to be special grade, very durable. As much as it pains me to admit, I need some... What? Your... What did you... Huh. What? You mean to tell me you had more than that weird sense this whole time? We didn't even have to fight something yet. Is it really over? You still feel the presence after... Why, when you touched it, did it disappear? It didn't return to its location. This isn't normal. Something's still wrong. Feeling lifted, but did you hear that? There's movement. Where? Where's it coming from? Is it just the creaking of the walls? None of this makes sense. None of it. But I don't know. I told you not to get so close. Protecting me. Is that what I did? No, I prevented some idiot from walking into traffic. That's not protecting. That's basic decency. Idiot. This isn't about that. Just because you're working with me today doesn't mean that I had... some ulterior motive of taking you here. I mean it. Hey. You're acting kind of strange. I... Mm-hmm. you. Damn that hurt. Biting my lip like that. I see. Hey! I see you! Little help here. Get off me. You stupid little cursed thing. Hey, quit staring at that. Come help me. I've pinned it down. But that weird feeling isn't going away. Damn it. Could use a lot of help right now. Well, is it just looking at you now? Huh? What? Why did just... Is it just me, or did it just crawl away? Did you have something to do with it cowering in the corner? Your doppelganger that tried to seduce me? What? What the hell is going on? You know what? Never mind. So, you did what? I'm not gonna ask how you tamed it. So you're gonna keep your doppelganger as a pet? A cursed object, special grade as a pet? You know that's not gonna work, right? It's obviously using you. I'll admit it looks afraid of you. But why? What is all this? Who are you? Really? Is there something you're not telling me? I don't get it. A sorcerer like you would be legendary. I've never even heard of a special grade cowering to anything, let alone... What? Wasted time? What's that got to do with anything? You're still affected by it, idiot. It doesn't feel right. If you're not in your right mind. You are. And why would I believe that? You weren't like this a moment ago. And why is it still here, cowering in the corner? It just crawled out the window, crying. How does it... You know what? If you say you got it under control, I guess I'll trust you. Still doesn't make sense. You see into their world. I'm not gonna ask what that means. But is there a reason you just kissed me? Yeah, we have 30 minutes left. We had to rent the Love Hotel and... What? Wasted time? You can't be serious. Just because we... I understand that you're attracted to me, but we're on duty here, and... You may not care, but do you know who's gonna get in trouble here? Me, the sorcerer. You don't care. You'll just use the excuse that it took longer than expected. So what about the thing, then? What do you mean, what about it? It was cowering, but it's still dangerous. You have its core. Interesting. So you just want me to trust you that you've got it under control, and... Would you quit kissing me to get your way? This is as bad as when you were yapping earlier. I took you for backup, to watch out for me. And to be fair, you did. But now? to make use of this. Why? How blunt. Because you like me? What if I don't like you? Of course you would say that. No, I... Look, it was hypothetical. I never said I didn't. If I didn't like you, why would I have taken you back to my place the other day? And fed you and given you a place to sleep and gotten way too involved than I probably should have. Way too physical. Way too many kisses. Fine. If that's what you want. Just don't think everything will go your way. Maybe I'll see if that cocky attitude remains when I'm the one kissing you. I never expected this job to end like this, I'll tell you what. And it's your fault that it even did. Though I don't know whether to thank you or to complain. Guess I'll do a little bit of both. The fireworks? Yeah, they'll start eventually. Who cares about that? Stupid. As if I care about some explosions in the sky. I'm more curious about you. Surprised? I never had that much interest in the showy stuff. And even if I did, you're much more showy. And it's like you said, your point still stands. We still have some time to kill here. And as long as we don't stay over and get some charge, then it won't even eat into the salary. Maybe I'll even pick up something nice for dinner. Then again, you have those eyes where if I offered dinner, a bath, you'd still say, how about me instead? I kind of like that. You're much more tasty. And have a lot more that interests me. I feel like when I look at you, I want to know more. I'm not the lovey-dovey type, and I'm definitely not a romantic. But there's enough about you that doesn't make sense to me that I want to find out. I want to know why. You're not normal, but I don't think that's a bad thing. If anything, it only makes me more curious. The mysteries and question marks about you. I admit it. I've always been intrigued by things like that. And while in no way I ever thought I'd be in a relationship like this, if that's what you want to call it, is it really a relationship? Seems more like you getting what you want and me going along with it. What do you know about what I want? You think I'm so base as to give in to my desires? Maybe I almost did. Maybe I almost snapped under that special grade. What then? I will say it was pretty badass how you made it scared of you. Don't know what you did. But that was a first. They don't even do that in front of Gojo. You got some special fear tactics. You're not gonna spill it, right? Then what if I make you? Your suggestion, not mine. So, your responsibility, too. No complaints. Not after what you pulled. And yet you have all the complaints, don't you? You're so obnoxious. And yet, I can't stop finding you fascinating. Whether it be the way you move, the way you touch, the way you speak. It's all different. Not what I'm used to. They alter your motives. You can usually pick them out from what people say. Like, when someone says, oh, your family must have loved you, but the line of work was tough. I can tell they're just being sympathetic because they feel bad that I don't know my parent. And so what? I don't want their pity. Just like I don't want half-hearted love. If you're gonna love me, then don't regret being with someone who's just a little deranged. Come on, do you expect anything less? I mean, after all this time, I never even considered love, and here we are. I can't promise I'll be good, but I can promise you'll be mine. Shut up. That's the last thing I want to hear from you. Your fault. You okay? That smug expression tells it all. What if I wipe it off your face, huh? I'd rather see another expression right now. Because I don't like sharing, and I don't like distractions, and I don't like a lot of things. But so what? You clearly like me, and I clearly like you. So it's good enough, right? It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be a love story, right from a storybook. Screw those books. That's what leads to deadbeats. And I'm not one of those. I'm a lot of things. But I'll show you. I'm much more than any other man you've met. Yeah, I'm petty, competitive, and all that. But I won't back down. And I won't let you ever stop loving me. Once you start, you're mine forever. Got that? I told you it's your fault. I can't waste time, and there's still a lingering effect. Fine. And take everything I've got. You're so stupid when it comes to this, aren't you? Why me? You just have a thing for people with family issues, or maybe you've got some of your own. Don't know. Don't care right now. As long as you'll be mine. Then, shall we? Having you against this wall feels somehow nostalgic, even though I've never had anyone up against a wall like this, except for you. And it just feels like a deja vu, I guess. I don't care. Does it feel good, honey? That's where my focus is. Because I'm not some heartless asshole who'd put you through something bad. You tell me how it feels, and I'll make sure it feels better. Fingers slip inside you so easy. It's like your ass is rejoicing. I like that. I can't help it. Our bodies against this door. Knowing that someone could walk down that hallway and we'd be none the wiser and they might hear you. Hear you as my fingers descend inside you. That nice snug feeling of your deep insides, all mine to enjoy. Take it. It just keeps feeling nostalgic, not just from the first time, but even before that, as if somehow I met you in my past life. The fuck that I could care about that? Who could even know if it was true or not? And I, for one, am a realist. I prefer things I can confirm with flesh and blood, touch and taste, not just words or feelings. The rest of it falls in line eventually. And your body knows damn well what it wants. Don't bullshit me. Your voice is cute. Let me carve my shape into your insides, baby. Let me make you feel whole. You take it so well. Now that I can get all this pent up madness out on you, it just feels right. This is what you wanted, isn't it? It's what I wanted, I'll tell you what. So take it. Take it. Take it from me. Take it all from me, Prince. Not so fast. Not so fast. I know you're feeling it. Take everything I've got, and don't you dare ever look anyone else this way. Damn it. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Sure, you're not the special grade. I'm not stuck in some kind of illusion, right? I should hope not. Well, I trusted you to get this far, so Is it a problem if I trust you now? Of course not. Why would it be? I trust you completely. It sounds stupid in my book, but I'll willfully be the idiot. Because we made it through today. So much to say. Tomorrow won't be better because of it. Look, I don't know how to feel exactly, but I can say it's overall a good thing. I'm happy that I found you, that I saved you, and now we're even. You saved my life too. When I was wrestling with that thing, without getting to the core, there was no way. But when it got afraid of you, like somehow it was terrified that it had messed with a monster much stronger than it. Not to summarize you as a monster, but to that thing, you must have appeared like something similar. It backed away and even cried, retracted back into its nothingness, and then what? You're pretty impressive, you know that? Maybe even more than just talented. But screw work stuff right now. We still have 15 minutes. So, wanna just relax for once? We'll report back after our time is over. And you, we might have to get you, involved in all this. So I'm sorry in advance. Would you forgive me with a kiss?